And so first and foremost, we know that farmers and ranchers are working on tax planning before the end of the year. And first and foremost, I know that can be kind of a daunting process, but where is the best place to start with your year-end tax prep?
Well, as I remind producers, the best thing is to get your year-to-date income and expenses all totaled up, and then try estimate them for the rest of the year. That's a good starting point.
Okay, and then along with that, of course, they're trying to not only manage those expenses, but there's several items to note with changes regarding the new tax law. Correct? I guess what are some of the key changes for farmers and ranchers or agricultural producers?
Yes, there is some significant changes based on the tax bill that was passed last December, actually about a year ago. And one thing to note is the tax rates have decreased for the 2008 tax year. And there's some different rules for depreciation. Egg producers were always required to use the 150% declining balance method for depreciation, but now they are allowed to use the 200% declining balance. So that's a change. There's a change for new agricultural machinery and equipment. The recovery period was reduced from 7 to 5 years. Also, a significant change: like-kind exchanges are now not allowed for personal property. Personal property meaning machinery and equipment, but they are still allowed for real property such as land. So that is a significant change. The 179 expense has increased to $1 million, and there's a phase out above $2.5 million. So those are some of the items that are as a result of the new tax rules.
Not only with those changes, but we kind of have to go down our year-to-year checklist. So what are some planning items that maybe are good to stick out that farmers and ranchers can be following?
Yes, just keep in mind when producers are doing planning that there is income averaging. That's still in effect with the new rules. And that is a way for farmers to spread out their tax liability. So keep that in mind. Also, any crop insurance proceeds and disaster payments can be deferred, and that rule is the same as before. They can, provided you are a cash basis taxpayer, and you can prove that you normally sell the damaged crops in the next year. There's also a livestock deferral, which is if you had a forced sale of livestock because of some kind of a weather-related event. There's always the ability to prepay some expenses to try equalize your income expenses. You can't exceed 50% of your normal deductible expenses. One thing that producers do, they may sell some crops or livestock and then take the payment in the next tax year. But there is a risk in that sometimes if an elevator or sales barn becomes insolvent or bankrupt, you may not be able to get your payments. You're right on the you have total liability there, and you can also use the 179 expense to purchase machinery before the end of the year.
Yeah, so not only can they reference the handy-dandy guide that NDSU has put out, but is there any other resources that we can direct them to maybe help them prepare for this tax season?
Yes, I always like to reference the Farmer's Tax Guide. It's produced by the IRS and the Extension Service. It's called Publication 225, Farmer's Tax Guide, and that's very informative publication. That can be downloaded from the IRS web, or it can be ordered from the IRS as well.
Anything that we're missing from the conversation, Ron?
No, I think it's just kind of. The main thing is to try not to have too much, try to level off your income and expenses and try not to have too high income or too high expenses, and try to have them as level as possible.